Chapter 3. Huts on the Beach. Jack was bent double. He was down like a sprinter, his nose only a few inches from the humid earth. The tree trunks and the creepers that festooned them lost themselves in a green dusk 30 feet above him, and all about was the undergrowth. There was only the faintest indication of a trail here, a cracked twig and what might be the impression of one side of a hoof. He lowered his chin and stared at the traces as though he would force them to speak to him. Then, dog-like, uncomfortably on all fours, yet unheeding his discomfort, he stole forward 5 yards and stopped. Here was loop of creeper with a tendril pendant from a node. The tendril was polished on the underside. Pigs, passing through the loop, brushed it with their bristly hide. Jack crouched with his face a few inches away from this clue, then stared forward into the semi-darkness of the undergrowth. His sandy hair, considerably longer than it had been when they dropped in, was lighter now, and his bare back was a mass of dark freckles and peeling sunburn. A sharpened stick about 5 feet long trailed from his right hand, and except for a pair of tattered shorts held up by his knife belt, he was naked. He closed his eyes, raised his head, and breathed in gently with flared nostrils, assessing the current of warm air for information. The forest and he were very still. At length, he let out his breath in a long sigh and opened his eyes. They were bright blue, eyes that in this frustration seemed bolting and nearly mad. He passed his tongue across dry lips and scanned the uncommunicative forest. Then again, he stole forward and cast this way and that over the ground.